Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas. Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas. Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas.
Who does
beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas. Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas. Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas.
Who does
quesadillas? Wait a minute, he put together... He put together Yanni's beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, as the open to the show? Is that what he did? Sing us the song, You're the Piano Man? Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas.
You know, my favorite one is...
Yanni, are you listening to this?
Shrimp quesadillas.
Did he put... I don't think Yanni said shrimp quesadillas.
Yanni should throw that in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen shrimp quesadillas there.
Shrimp quesadillas are good.
No, they're... I'm not a big shrimp fan.
No one cares. Shrimp's not a fan of you.
Shrimp, I'm not a big shrimp fan. I like my stuff meaty. Shrimp.
Like crawfish?
Yeah. No, I like crawfish a lot.
That's not meaty.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. No, it is a lot of work. But it's fun because you drink beer.
It's a social thing.
You sit around. It is
a
social
thing.
You
do well in Spain. Spain's about just sitting around.
Well, thank you, since I went to school there for a year.
It's about sitting around drinking and just not working and just kind of goofing.
Yeah.
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 And that's like considered, it's just a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And it's considered okay. You're not a bad person.
Yeah, that's why I went there, Italy, same thing. Yeah. It's that's in my blood.
And you've got Grecian blood. And remember, they went bankrupt because no one works there.
Nobody works in Greece. You know, it's so funny, though.
How does no one work in
Europe? Here's the deal. Is you ever see Greeks here? Like, Greeks here, they're really hard workers. Restaurant owners. My guys, like the Greeks that own John's Valvoline there on Bissonnette and Avenue B, they're the hardest working people. All the hard working people, Greeks, they all came here and they left the other ones back there. Okay? Because everybody in Greece just sits around.
But the ones who came here are good?
They're the hard workers.
Can you check and see if there are any Greek?
They all left.
Can you see if there are any Greek hitters or pitchers who are looking for a job? Maybe some Greek day laborers who can come in and throw some pitches in the relief. Well, I'm just asking. I'm not asking them to play basketball.
Honestly, have you seen the Greeks? They really aren't athletic. Well, the Nigerian Greeks are athletic. Okay.
Well, that's...
Okay.
How many Nigerian Greeks?
We got one.
There's two. They're over here already, and they're doing quite well.
They're doing great. But the rest of the Greeks, not so much. No. Yeah. I mean, have you seen Yanni? Not an athlete.
No, I know, but is there a good athlete who came over who can pitch?
No.
Or who can hit?
We don't have any of those.
Who can get a rally started?
No.
Yesterday, you know, Gilbert called in, and we asked him prediction. Now, he said Astros would win. His score prediction was either 11-1 or 11-2. I think it was 11-2. Astros would win. Now, the Astros did not win. The Astros are what we call on a cold streak.
Just barely got edged out.
Yeah. They're a little chilly right now, but the fact that he nailed basically the score.
Hey, listen, he had the Heat in five when in fact it was the other way in five.
Yeah,
Gilbert is still.
You just have
his. I think he might be a little bit discombobulated because you know.
Well, immediately I thought I like Scherzer yesterday to win. So if we take what Gilbert says and then just apply basic logic, maybe it's the other way.
11, yeah. Well, you could have given 8 runs yesterday.
Just telling you right now, the Gilbert, now I got this lower back stuff I got to go see a doctor about. And all I could think of was, you know, my death date's coming up in 4 years.
Right.
And all I can think of was Gilbert is, just keeps trending that way.
Well, mine's 32 because I asked him last year and it's 10 years. He always gives you 10 years. Yeah. So get your stuff in order.
I asked him back in 17.
Yeah, get your stuff in order. You know what's the worst part of honestly, I don't know about you, but after the 5-run third inning, I was just like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean,
same.
Here's what is really maybe a little bit concerning for the organization. But there are still how many people there? Man, you want to talk about the fan base is really I don't want to hear Houston sports fans don't support. I mean, not that listen, the Astros
attendance was at 81% yesterday. Yeah, 33,000.
That's pretty damn good. 33,000 Monday night.
Yeah, Scherzer and whatever, the Mets were back. It's but that pretty is damn still good pretty good for a Monday night for a team that's
There are a lot of places that wish they had 35,000 whatever
for a team that's basically 50 playing 500 ball at home.
Yeah, just over 500 ball. But well, they're the Astros though. They're the champs. And here's the deal though, is the worst thing that could possibly happen to them is oh well, another loss. Oh well. Oh well. Some complacency starts to set in. And you know what? I kind of feel like there is. I kind of feel like it's like tonight, Verlander. Do you have honestly, do you feel like, well, here, you got a great chance to pick up a nice win here? Not really. I mean, it's
when you know this team, that Justin Verlander hasn't been as good this year, but well, nor have you.
Neither has Scherzer, okay? But you do have Fromber on the mound, which is nice, and Fromber has looked really good. However, they don't score any runs for Fromber.
They never do.
And it's Verlander. So it'll be interesting to see just how...
I'm interested to see if the Astros are even favored. I would think they are because look at Fromber's ERA is still at, 2-3?
It is Verlander, and you've got a team that's lost five straight.
Yeah. I would think, I'm looking it up right now, I would think that the Astros can't even be, realistically, they wouldn't even be favored, but maybe they are.
No, this has got to be, it might be minus 120 both ways. But there's no way the Astros are favored against Verlander the way that they're playing right now. Here's the deal is they're just playing crappy ball. This is not what we're used to. They've got now a 4-game losing streak and a 5-game losing streak in the last 2 weeks. They are 3-10 over their last 13. This is getting ugly. This is getting really, really ugly right now.
And they're having a hard time keeping teams under 9 runs. What is it, 3 of their last 4? Two of their last 3.
3 straight. 3 straight. 10, 9, and 11.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because the last series was a blaster.
Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, that's terrible. I thought we had the top pitching staff in the league.
Well, we did bring up the guy with a 7.96 ERA. And you know what? Got to get rid of Belak.
The Astros are minus 140 with Fromber.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I can't. Honestly, if you had to, if you could bet, but you can't,
you can get Mets plus 1.5 minus 175. You can bet that the Mets, you have to lay 175 to bet that the Mets won't lose by 2 or more.
Yeah. I'm not.
See how in the world that.
I don't like to bet against my team, but good Lord. Seems like the Astros at minus 140, the way that they're playing right now, and Verlander on the mound doesn't seem like a really great bet on Fromber tonight. That's all I'm saying. But the complacency now just another loss. Oh well, another loss.
Still got time. What's the complacency that there's still lots of time and they'll snap out of this. You just need to get Yordan back or whatever. I don't know. Sometimes you just don't snap out of it, and it just turns out to be a mediocre year. And this feels like a mediocre year. It's had the earmarkings of it where you start having injuries, and then,
You know what?
Can you
even imagine a postseason without the Astros right now?
No.
I mean,
last time we did that was 2016.
Yeah, 2016. And you know what? This team has this is the worst regular season record they've had since 2016. And that's when they didn't make the playoffs. At this point in the season, this is the worst they've been since 2016. So this is not good. And then, listen, you are 2-5 on this homestand. You've got 2 games left. Then you got a 10-game road trip at the Dodgers, at the Cardinals, at the Rangers. This doesn't feel like it's getting any better anytime soon.
No Fromber at any of those points. not Fromber, but a Jordan.
No Jordan.
Which, you know, I don't think one guy's going to change anything right now. We keep talking about Jordan, but look at what's happening with your pitching.
Listen, if it wasn't for Jordan, remember the beginning of the season, how this team started? Nobody was hitting. And
right?
If it wasn't for Jordan, you would have had a losing record the first couple of weeks of the season. Jordan carried this team. And there's no having him in the middle of this lineup makes a huge difference. It makes a difference for everybody involved, including Bregman, Tucker, Peña, Altuve, everybody who has Jordan behind them on base. It makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, but it does not account for how poorly you're pitching right now, to get through nine. Mm. You have some guys doing, Javier has been okay at times. He's been fine for the most part. The record looks great. Fromber has been good. Has just had every once in a while he'll have one inning, or a lot of times he'll have errors that sink him. But I mean, if you look at this on the whole, you're having a really difficult time getting through nine. You're not able to do it with Hunter Brown has been inconsistent. JP France has been, as good as you could really hope for, I think. Ronel Blanco this is who he is. He has some moments where he's pitched well for you. This last game out, he wasn't very good. Belak's already gone. You've run out of options there, but what's been disappointing, and yet not necessarily unpredictable, is, and this is something that I brought up in the offseason, John, it's a little unusual for a really good starting staff not to be, once you establish yourself as good, that's usually who you're going to be in that, with small variances, up and down, hot, this guy's hot, this guy's cold, there's an injury here. But bullpens can be wildly different from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpens can be wildly different. Yankees at one point had a great bullpen. Dodgers have had, when the Astros beat them in 17, had a great bullpen. The Astros had a great bullpen last year in the postseason, and now we're being hit with just inconsistencies because that's the nature of bullpen pitchers.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, bullpen pitchers, a lot of them are former starters who didn't, who either had control issues or, there's different things that didn't work out for them. They're not the most stable types of pitchers, bullpen pitchers.
Nope. And listen, I don't know why I want to get to this right away, but I liked this last night. Last night I saw a tweet by somebody. If you don't believe that you are watching right now one of the best players in Major League history, then you're just lost.
Who?
Ohtani.
Oh yeah.
How
does that go?
Well, because I'm a big Jordan advocate for MVP. He's out of the race now, and there is literally the Angels have passed the Astros, and you know how we just talked about Jordan being able to carry a team.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, this tweet was put out yesterday. Los Angeles Angels stat leaders this season. Hitting, runs, Ohtani. Hits, Ohtani. Home runs, Ohtani. Average, Ohtani. OPS, Ohtani. RBIs, Ohtani. Stolen bases, Ohtani. Runs created, Ohtani. Pitching, ERA, Ohtani. Wins, Ohtani. Ks, Ohtani. Batting average against, Ohtani.
Good Lord.
This is the most amazing player.
It really is. We really don't talk about the fact that this is, so the question came up in my family. They were talking about, so how many people have done this? I'm like, it's Babe Ruth. That's it.
That's it.
You got to go into the into the 19s, like 1919 may have been his last year pitching, or maybe early 20s. I said, it doesn't exist.
You know what?
Especially at a high level?
Yeah.
At a really high level?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
He can throw 100.
High level?
Yeah. He's an MVP who can throw 100. Like, it's having a guy with great stuff. You know what it's like? It's having somebody better than Zach Wheeler, for example, as a pitcher, and then having
Judge.
Baron Bonds, Barry Bonds or Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. Like, this is what happens in Little League. This is Little League stuff, where a guy is not only the best hitter, he's also the best pitcher.
Yeah, right.
That's
it's the only time you see
that.
It's like Little League. It is.
Except
you know what he
high
is right now is for the odds to win AL MVP?
I'd say minus 400.
Minus 450.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in June, how are you going to get a minus 4? Like, he has dominated so much that he is... I almost want to see the Angels in the postseason.
The argument,
just to watch him, just yeah, to
so
to
the
see
argument.
What he can
well,
do.
He's one of those guys that would sell a ticket, like you buy a ticket to go see Otani. But you ask yourself this: if look, the argument's going to be how many wins. You know, the people will argue against him because if he doesn't win it, if the team doesn't win at a high enough level. But my argument is that this is insane. This guy doesn't, you know. Now, he has, you know what his advantage is? Well, he has an unfair advantage. He can pitch and hit. Yeah, because he's good enough to pitch and hit.
Yep.
You would, like, that's not an unfair advantage. It's it's an elite generational talent. This is a we talk about generational talent. People love to throw that out there. This is generational. It's already skipped multiple generations and may never happen again. This may be He's maybe the second unicorn, two of two. And Babe Ruth didn't pitch as long as this guy's going to. And Babe Ruth pitched during, you know, he had dead ball era stuff going. Like, this is really incredible what he's doing.
Right, absolutely. 714 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
John, and that guy's got a big breaking. Like, it's not just that he throws hard.
Yep.
He's got nasty stuff.
We will hear from Justin Verlander, who gets his ring. Well, he got his ring last night, and he's going to get on the mound. He's going to get to pitch against this Astros lineup tonight, which is maybe even better.
Good luck
for him.
For you, Justin.
Yeah, it just is. It's wow. You talk about something that you just don't want to see if you're a Actually, this is exactly what you want to see if you're a pitcher. This Astros lineup right now, because it is awful. Time to talk about Artisan Grange. Time to talk about your dipping problem, which is another thing that's awful. If you're looking for the best way to get out of that habit of the dip and the slop and the spit and the grossness and the it's all over the floor because you can't even put it in your mouth right, and it's on your shirt, and you've got a cup that you're spitting into that's gross. And you, it stinks, and
you sound like a real pig.
It is. It
that
is.
Person.
Well, that person is piggish. That person is. I'm sorry, but if you're dipping, and oh, by the way, it's dangerous for your health. Put tobacco between your cheek and gum every day. See how that works out for you. See how that works out for you health wise, because it's not going to. Here's the deal: hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. You swallow that, and you're actually helping yourself. The CBD has healing powers. So you want to stop that habit. You want to still have that taste. You want to still have that sensation between your cheek and gum. One way to go. Get to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7370-3776. Justin Verlander tonight against our Houston Astros, who are really, really struggling. And he got his ring last night. He did not want to see the ring. He didn't want to see the tribute video beforehand. He didn't want any of this on the night he was pitching, which was nice for the Astros to do so he wouldn't get distracted. Here's Justin Verlander on getting his ring and not watching that tribute video.
Yeah, I'm glad they're not doing on the damn pitching. I don't know. I'm really excited just to get the ring. You know, I haven't looked at it on purpose, really. I try not to. I don't know what to expect. I just play it by ear, see what happens.
And here's Justin on his time here in Houston.
Obviously, didn't know what was ahead, but clearly it was an incredible run. I look back so fondly at my time here. It was a wonderful chapter in my career, and I'm very thankful for it.
It's well he should be. He came here and won a couple of titles.
It's a nice moment between the standing ovation from Astros fans yesterday and then You know, the embrace between he and Dusty, you could see they really like each other, have at least a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah. If you're Dusty, that's awfully nice for Verlander to be back. You know, Verlander helped Dusty get his first ever ring in a big way. And so I would imagine, Dusty is really happy to say about Justin Verlander.
I only had him active for a year, but I enjoyed that year that, you know, that we had him. And I had surgery, you know, for 2 years. And, you know, in modern baseball, this is probably the most back-to-back challenging days, you know, facing Hall of Fame, you know, future Hall of Fame pitchers. So hopefully to raise our level of play facing those guys.
Well, I really didn't do that yesterday. Really didn't do it. That was before the game. Dusty talking about, you know, facing Scherzer and Verlander back-to-back. What with, I mean, Scherzer, he had 20 pitches after two innings. He had 30 pitches after three innings. He had 40 pitches after four innings. He finished with 91 pitches over eight innings.
Just like a robot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was like the team that was just bad. Just not well. I mean, he is Scherzer. And when Scherzer's on, Scherzer's the best in the game.
He never had a chance. I mean, look, as soon as Scherzer was on, the Astros didn't have enough pitching to win that because they weren't going to hit and they weren't going to keep it close. We already knew that. So it's, you know, it's the same. I feel like it's the same coming into today's game. You got a guy who wants to come in and pitch well in front of the team that he left and wants to, you know, he's competitive. He wants to show the Astros that he's still got it. He's been a little up and down. But I think we're going to see the best of I expect we're going to see the best of Justin Verlander, at least for this year, what his best has been. And I think you're probably in for, if you want to win this game, you're going to have to beat the bullpen, and you're going to have to do it 3-2, 2-1. So, you know. 1-0.
Yeah,
that's how it's probably going to be. The over-under on it is 7.5. And, you know, you could say you like the under because Fromber doesn't give up many runs now. But you just don't even know now with that bullpen being so suspect. At least one guy is going to have a putrid inning, it seems like, more times than not recently. And that's a concern.
Yeah. No. It's this team is so unpredictable right now. You have no idea what you're going to get out of them. Hopefully they could turn it around, but it doesn't look good. You got the Mets here, and now you got the Dodgers, then you got the Rangers coming, the Cardinals, and the Rangers coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable. This is not what we had hoped for, not what we expect. Of course, none of these injuries are what we expected either. I saw somebody put out a poll: who's the biggest blame for this season right now? Is it Dusty? Is it the hitting? Is it the bullpen? Is it the GM combination of Bagwell and Crane? Who's to blame? And Brian McCaggart answered the injuries. And you know what? It's in large part. We haven't seen anything like this, to tell you the truth.
No. You know, we talked about the health last year that the Astros, you could talk about this injury or that injury last year. Lance McCullers starting the season, you know, injured, and he didn't come back until August. The fact is, or Michael Brantley being injured, but relative to some of the other teams, the Astros got off, you know, reasonably unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonably unscathed. One guy has an injury history in Lance McCullers. The other guy was older in Michael Brantley. But when you look at the Astros last year, it was nothing compared to what the Yankees dealt with, what the Dodgers dealt with, what some of the other teams dealt with. I guess I'm trying to go through all the list of teams with severe injuries, but those are, you know, two of the teams who were expected to be two of the top teams in baseball who had a substantial amount of injuries. This year, the Astros are that team that has a lot of injuries. Now, you know, Lance McCullers has had a history of injury, but Luis Garcia, you know, you have two pitchers who are expected to be in a rotation that are out for the year. That's a big deal. You've got Jose Altuve missed a chunk of time, which is kind of a big deal, but he's back.
Yep.
He's back. And Yordan's going to miss a little chunk of time, but he'll be back. So it's still not – I think the Astros are still in a position where they're not overly injured in terms of what we're used to seeing. However, there's only so much you can do with the pitching staff that's not, you know, that that's just not where they're supposed to be health-wise. There's only so much. You've got to get Urquidy back. Like, you've got to get Urquidy 4 and then France 5 to give yourself a chance. And then at some point, John, the hitting, I mean, you have put some runs up against the Reds, but the Reds don't pitch well. You're supposed to put runs up on them, but you couldn't even come close to stopping.
Yeah, but Hunter Green has had an unbelievable. He's had a great year. So, and now yeah. he's now well, he's,
Hunter
he's
Green had a 4.5 ERA coming into
yeah,
the
yeah, but his strikeouts, his he was, well, he's been
also good against the like yeah. he's had his moments against the Astros. Yeah, too. Right. He's got some nasty stuff.
Oh yeah, filthy.
He's got a whip.
Filthy. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, this I've never seen a reaction. I don't know. I guess we've had reactions quite like this, but this is Zion Williamson, RJ. Did you seen that? Have you seen the responses to what you put out there yesterday? It's unbelievable. We will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about you getting into that Ford car or truck. The best deal that you can possibly find in the city of Houston is a Chastain Ford. I am going to declare it. That's right. I'm going to use superlatives when I talk about Chastain Ford. I'm going to talk about a dealership that is not going to add on, that's not going to mark up. I'm going to talk about a dealership that's going to just worry about you getting your payments where they have to be. I'm going to talk about a dealership that's going to work their hardest to make sure that you get the interest rate, the best interest rate that they can find out there. And not, you know what, Ford be damned. When I bought my truck, Ford had one interest rate, and then they found a bank that had a better one, and they said, we're going to go with this one. And I'm like, well, you're probably going to tick Ford off, aren't you? And they don't care. What they're going to do is they worry about you as a client, as a person that's going to join the Chastain family, and they do that every single time. That's what I love about Chastain Ford. That's what they're going to do for you. You need to find that Ford car or truck, or you want a pre-owned vehicle, they've got those as well. All you got to do is get to ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
One wrong twist of your steering wheel and that'll be the end of you.
Ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here. 7:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, RJ posts a lot of stuff that we say here on the show, or he posts quotes or whatever.
Or topics.
Topics, yeah.
Topics on the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, topics on the show. And I want to tell you, yesterday I always had, you know, when you have 20 replies, anything more than 20, it just shows 20 replies.
Yeah.
Well, that was all day long. All day long yesterday, mm-hmm. It was 20 replies. And I'm like, what the heck is everybody talking about mm-hmm. on here? And what everybody, to a man and woman, what everybody was talking about was Zion Williamson and this which RJ posted from Bill Simmons in his podcast yesterday.
It involves New Orleans and Charlotte and Houston.
Okay.
And here's the trade.
Thank you for sending these to me because now I can look at as you're saying it. Appreciate it.
Houston gets Zion Williamson and the number 27 pick. Charlotte gets the number 4 pick, Jalen Green and Kira Lewis. So they move back two spots and they get Jalen Green. New Orleans gets the number 2 pick and Terry Rozier and first round picks from Brooklyn in 24 and 26. So basically they flip Zion into number 2, Terry Rozier, and 2 Brooklyn firsts. Charlotte moves back 2 spots, picks up Jalen Green. Houston rolls the dice with Zion. They sign James Harden and they go to war next year with James Harden and then Zion, which I think would be unbelievable for the restaurants in the Houston area. But would also
all the service industries.
Yeah, you know, all the service industries, huge win, the waiters, other people. Zion and Harden together would be kind of unbelievable. I don't know what version of Harden we're getting, but I also wonder if they're getting Harden at all, which makes me wonder, do you just say fuck it and take a swing?
So you posted that yesterday. And he had heard that Zion will not be a Pelican Thursday. Zion will not be a Pelican Thursday.
But Woj expects him to play for the Pelicans this year.
Woj says, I expect him to be there first game next year. There are some rumblings out of New Orleans, though, that they are about fed up with him. There's more stuff now with more women coming out.
Apparently, some others behind the scene are like going to claim they're pregnant too. We'll see.
You know, this is all awfully Sean Kempish of him.
Well, not yet. He's
the
just,
weight thing.
I just think it's the well. Yeah, but Sean Kemp came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp didn't look like that.
No.
Sean Kemp's was literally during the lockout. Yeah. Came back a completely different player.
Sean Kemp was a beast. Until he just decided to eat cracklins all day.
Well, but he still cracklins are delicious.
I know they're delicious.
And they're addictive.
If you're an athlete in New Orleans, you don't eat cracklins.
Yeah, but New Orleans isn't cracklin territory. You got to move further west. Do you think he drives all the way to like Lafayette?
They've got cracklins in New Orleans too.
Don's, but the best cracklins are on the way to New Orleans.
They are. Yeah. No.
Really on the way to Baton Rouge.
They got a great cracklin shot. Matter of fact,
fried seasoned bacon.
We were just talking about them the other day. Anyway, so
it's Don's is the place that's really good, if I remember.
Well, this is from Brian Windhorst. He said this 3 days ago.
Is it about cracklins? Because I'm listening.
Not about cracklins, about Zion Williamson, who likes to eat them. He said, at the very least, Zion Williamson's future with the team is evolving, and that's putting it mildly. There's no relationship between Zion and the organization, and minimal relationship between Zion and his teammates, from what I understand.
So you got 160 replies. Not just 160 replies. I've seen two that say yes.
You were a yes Zion guy, right?
I would like Zion on this team. Yes. Yes. I would like Zion on this team. You know, do I want, I think everybody might be right. And you know what? If the Rockets are looking at this, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the Rockets would think about something like this. I think the people here are making a really good point.
Right.
Why would you take a guy that's I can't be hypocritical. How many times we talk about guys who are injured and why are you doing that?
Right.
And then go, yeah, we want Zion. Now
just talked about Lance McCullers. the same day.
Same thing. It's the same thing. I horrible trade. Laugh my ass off. FOH. Horrible. The trade is buns, straight cheeks. No, I do not want Zion.
Buns, no straight cheeks. Were those two separate ones?
Those are the same one. Oh. Somebody needs to lay off the crack pipe. Hell no. He needs to stop speaking on the Rockets. I see so many clown emojis.
A lot of clown emojis.
As a Pelicans fan, I do that trade today. This is a joke, right? Not touching Zion. Hell no. No bleeping way.
And you know, here's why this is crazy. Because he's a big name player and everyone loves everyone else's problem guy because they don't think about all the issues. This is one of the rarest occasions where I've ever seen someone look at an explosive young player, even with his issues, and not just automatically say, we need Zion. Because they'll say it with D-Hop. They'll say they need Dalvin. What about, are we going to add Dalvin Cook? Like, you just have you have everything in place. Right. Why are y'all trying to get Dalvin Cook? Usually, I would expect this to be the fans to be 60% yes and 40% no. Because the hardcore fans, I mean, the fans of the Rockets are just the name, right? They just like the name value. The fact that this many people were anti-Zion, I found it refreshing that people actually took information and said no. And when the information is twofold, it's severe it's multiple injury issues for an overweight guy early in his career. That usually doesn't get better. Number two, tremendous off-court drama, which, by the way, now supposedly Mariah Mills, is there something new where she's still going on?
I hope there's something new. I hope Mariah's still with us.
A sex tape, I think, that she was going to expose.
Some ugly, ugly things said on here. Yeah, I mean, you know, you know what? They're right. Especially for Jalen. So many people were like, are you kidding me? A young guy who's on the court as opposed to a guy who's never plays?
Right.
This is what you want to do? They can't be more right. Now, if you didn't have to give up, you know, you've got salary cap space, but if you didn't have to give up all that much, would you give up Amen Thompson for Zion Williamson?
No, I don't want Zion. I mean, it's we don't need to talk about who or what. You're taking on his contract. You're taking on drama, and you're taking on a guy who willfully doesn't play. I'm not into that. I can't do that anymore. We've had enough of that, where guys just decide not to play because he's one of the guys who decides not to play. He even told you he was healthy last year. The year before, both years in a row that he's been out for the year, he's been windmill dunking at the end of the year. He does windmill dunks and all these 360s. And he just said last year, which I couldn't believe he said this out loud for me and everyone else to hear, that he didn't play because he just didn't feel like Zion. That's what he said. I mean, he said that out loud, that he wouldn't come back.
He was healthy enough to play, but he didn't.
And now you've got Mariah Mills claims she will release footage of her and Zion Williamson as she goes on 20-tweet rampage and says, it's over for you, Zion. She's so mad. This has been going on for a week now. How many times, like, I've heard of grudge holders, but I feel like this is just, she just feels like she got her money taken from her. That she's mad. I thought kids got mad when you took their phones from them.
Yeah.
You take Mariah Mills, whatever it is, $100,000 a month or whatever she's getting paid from that she claims for Zion.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Or you give somebody else a baby and not her a baby?
Yeah.
Huh. When did this become a headline story in the NBA? You think anyone wants to deal with this? She shows no signs of giving in. She shows no signs. And you think this is the only adult actress, stripper, / whatever that Zion's got issues with?
But you don't wait a minute. We've lost all of that when James left, and now you don't want it back. You don't want it back. That's when the Rockets won. By the way, I hope you know when the Rockets strippers. Were winning. When we had a bunch of strippers in this town,
we just got rid of stripper king and massage guy.
Yeah,
and now you want to bring in injured strip like James played. James is a stripper guy, but he just didn't show up in game sevens.
Oh, what about Deshaun? He just sat.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want guys who sit and have sexual issues that cloud their that are in the storylines.
Well, okay,
the whole
maybe
time.
You don't, but you know, think about others for once. Okay,
who wants that?
Well, I mean, honestly, we got to have some storyline. Oh, what kind of storylines are Hunter Brown bringing? Or
I'll be honest with you, I regret my first marriage. I really regret it. And I wasted a lot of time.
What does that have to do with this?
Well because I Zion. Think Zion maybe regrets this. Really? This has only been 1 week. But I think I may have dealt with less, and I dealt with plenty. I may have dealt with less, and the only time it came out publicly is when I said she was like a radar detector. I think I dealt with less in all my time there than Zion has dealt with this week. Because it's all happening on Twitter.
I totally disagree.
You had a first
Zion
one too.
Zion is not it's not following her. Zion is not seeing it.
Oh, no. Zion's not. They're tagging him all the time.
No. And he's just not looking. He's like, oh, whatever.
Zion, you think he's not looking? He's the one who already told you that he reads Twitter and gets his feelings hurt when people says he's
fat.
Well,
that's why he stopped. He's out of it. And, oh, by the way, if he wants to get his feelings hurt, the stuff that she says about him.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's got to be off it. He hasn't seen a thing.
He's got a sex tape coming out.
He's off it.
He didn't even ask to have a sex tape. Hey, can you do that? That's considered revenge porn, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
She can't do that.
I don't know. Can she? Well, I don't know.
She's going to.
Oh, yeah, she's going to.
Then you need to sue. You know what?
Face the consequences.
If his lawyers are any good at all, you're threatening multiple lawsuits, and this should stop at some point. But this is unbelievable. You think the Pelicans like having to deal with this? How embarrassing. It starts off with a gender reveal video, and it ends with a sex tape.
Which is more embarrassing? That gender reveal tape or the sex tape?
That was cringy. This is like, oh, my God. Every day I got to wake up to something.
I could. I think, you know, well, Woj is always right.
But
Woj is always
man,
right, but I could certainly see where the Pelicans are done with this guy.
100% see that before by the draft.
No.
Like what Bill Simmons says makes sense. It's just anytime Woj says the opposite, I kind of have to stick with Team Woj on that.
Yeah, always. But you know what? Yeah, and Bill Simmons, I mean, the ugliness toward Bill Simmons and these replies, it's just, I mean, some of the stuff they say about Bill Simmons and what he smokes and stuff. It's unfortunate for him. I don't know where this vitriol.
Oh, well,
of course, Bill Simmons is not a big Houston fan.
No, he no. never has been. But he also went after Harry and Meghan Markle. He called them effing grifters because they took $20 million from Spotify and, like, didn't produce anything. I don't know, something like that. Because, he, you know, he's an executive now at Spotify, which I didn't know.
When we come back, let's make the, okay, the number four overall pick. Let's talk about it and what's going to happen there with the Rockets on Thursday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, a little jab.
Yeah, site jab. And site jab, well, usually our guy calls in Dave, but he didn't call in today. But I can tell you this. What site jab does for you in terms of your social media presence, it can be amazing. And I know that for many of you who have a business, maybe social media is not something you take part in. Maybe social media is something that, you know, you feel intimidated by. You're not sure how it works. Well, here's the thing. They can help you. They can help you with managing a Twitter page, an Instagram page, depending on what your business is, or a Facebook page. One may make sense more than the other. Different people use different, you know, pages for what they want to show from their business. But SiteJab will build up a website that's customizable and is interactive. Then they can handle the social media so that everyone gets to the information they need, whether it's a visual information, a video. You have e-commerce functions. They find out who you are, who you've done work for, so that you are able to really shine your company in the best light. And doing that many times takes more than just an interactive website. It does take a social media presence, and that's something they can help you with. So don't be intimidated on that front. Make sure that you call SiteJab today and see about having them give you an online consultation. You can do it in person or they can Zoom with you. SiteJab.com, and you can sign up for your free evaluation and consultation at SiteJab. It's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Then we sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to get in here to hang out with us, you're more than welcome, 713-780-3776. So hang out with us here this morning. Anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that here on the show. Astros lose again last night. And in rotten fashion. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. And I feel good for Sean Dubin. Sean Dubin, you know, he celebrated with his dad. Well, he said, you know, it's awfully nice, but me and my dad celebrated. I got called up finally. It was nice. He's got a 7.96 ERA in AAA. Mm-hmm. So, but apparently he's got good stuff. He's got good stuff. Okay, so that's good. But he did have a 7.96 ERA, and now his ERA in the big leagues is 15 because he gave up 5 runs in 3 innings yesterday. So. Yeah, I'm not sure that's the answer that we were looking for.
Yeah.
But that's where we are right now, what with how decimated the pitching staff is. The good news is the other day, Urquidy was thrown off a mound for the first time. Also, Dusty gave an update on Yordan, which is kind of a big deal. How's Yordan doing? Let's get a daily dose of where we are with Yordan Alvarez, per our manager, Dusty Baker.
He was encouraged. My trainer was encouraged, you know, because anything that you do when you pull oblique, you know, cough, sneeze, laugh, and run, anything that you do. And, you know, I didn't see him run out there because I had work to do, but the trainer said he looked good. And he's working hard to, you know, to get back as soon as possible.
Yeah, that is something that is a little bit disconcerting. You know what? With you don't want to laugh or cough.
No,
you know that's not the best update we've gotten. When you got an oblique, you know you can't cough or laugh or. Mm-hmm. That's not like, hey, he's going to be back here any second now, is it? No, since you know what, because the game's full of laughs. If you can't even cough or laugh, I'm not sure you can swing a 40-ounce bat.
Well, the saying goes, we just want to inform, talk sports, and have a few laughs
along the way
and a few coughs along the way.
Yeah,
yeah, and clear our throats. I thought that's what it is.
And we'll have. Love when guys start a show. We'll have a few laughs along the way.
Along the way, I think that we're sorry for all of radio people who've done that. I think that when you can't cough or sneeze, you're done. You're not ready to do anything.
I don't think you're ready to play baseball.
And that goes with broken ribs. Remember when you had broken ribs?
Yeah.
You healed fast like Altuve.
I am, because I got little ribs.
Yeah, either that or you're Wolverine. Like you're drunk Wolverine.
I kind of am. Right.
Drunk Wolverine. That'd be a good comedy skit.
Who doesn't?
Your things come out of your little knives come out of your hand.
Right away,
and your heel.
Yeah,
you fall down steps and then you heal right away. Maybe not right away.
Actually,
maybe not right away.
It's not inaccurate. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue. The crew at Damaris has put together a family 4 or 8 pack of all your favorite barbecue favorites. It's easy to order online and to pick up. It's your favorite 4-pack at Damaris.com. That's so Damaris.com.
Have you ever heard of Katie Sigmund? You're a golf fan, right?
Yeah. I have not heard of Katie
Sigmund. Have you heard of Paige Spiranak?
Oh, yeah. Yes, everybody's heard of
Paige Spiranak. This is considered her rival, and I think the rivalry is on. This girl is also a quote-unquote golf influencer, which I don't know what that
is. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Does she influence people to play golf? Because right now I just see a bunch of swimming suits and feeding dogs and
sitting on things.
Oh, here's one.
Oh, she's
here, right here.
Yeah.
Golf influencer.
Oh, well, she's driving a cart. I'm not so sure. She's also on this T-box.
And she pulled her skirt up and put her putter, or maybe it looks like a sand wedge, possibly, underneath the undercarriage. I can tell you that L.A. Country Club, where's that the U.S. Open just played at?
L.A. Country Club.
They would not have allowed that.
Unacceptable.
They would not have allowed that. And you've got to play with long pants.
Unacceptable.
They would not have allowed you to do that at all.
No, this is unfortunate that this is what we call golf today. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. Meet Katie Sigmund, OnlyFans golf girl. Okay.
Did you say that too?
Okay. Well, I was just doing my news.
She's got 3.2 million followers on Instagram.
Does she?
But look, she's an entrepreneur. She's 20, by the way, and has way more money than you or I.
Well, of course she does.
Don't even think twice about that. She's OnlyFans, so there's no question. She also, I just want you to know, if you want her favorite biblical
passage, does she have her biblical passage?
Yeah, Isaiah 60:22.
Okay, nice. Isaiah 60:22.
So, what does it say? If you can get through all these ass shots, you'll eventually get to. If you can get through these ass shots through the swimming pool, you'll eventually get to her favorite biblical passage, which I'm assuming says, "Let thy layeth in the pool with barely a stitch of clothing, and thy shall heal the masses and influence the golfers," I think is what it says.
None of these golf influencers are in Isaiah, I'm pretty sure, okay? Let's stop already. That's not in Isaiah, per se, okay?
So you probably, some of the listeners probably need to get to know her and to look out for her, because you can continue to block her pictures.
Yeah,
you don't want to see these pictures and keep your friends from seeing them, and don't send them to anybody, and make sure that you or get there and read Isaiah 60:22.
This whole OnlyFans thing. Okay, so I'm just looking at stories for News of the Weird. I get those throughout the show. Mom accidentally airdrops nudes to other parents at a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Mormon mom Holly Jane was frozen out by the members of the California
Church.
Formerly
Mormon mom.
who's no, she's still Mormon after being confronted by the bishop over her OnlyFans account. She refused to back down and planned to continue both making content and attending church.
What's her name?
I mean, she's Holly paid. Jane. Holly
We're
Jane.
Be the judge of this. If this should continue to
she
go
says,
on.
I can make over $800 before lunchtime for being online at the right time. She was making $500,000 a year, but she's up to $50,000 a month, $600,000 a year now.
How do you spell hot? This is what I'm saying. Brad Kellner, will you please just get an Astros only fan and just see if people want to talk Astros baseball?
Well, but you're not going to get $600,000 a year to talk Astros baseball.
You don't know yet. No one's tried.
She doesn't talk Astros baseball. She takes her clothes off.
No, maybe she talks about BYU football.
Well,
you haven't been on it. How do you spell it?
Holly. How do you spell Holly?
Holly, J-A-N-E.
H-O-L-L-Y.
I mean, H-O-L-L-Y, J-A-N-E. Yeah. That's not coming up.
Well, look at OnlyFans.
Well, I'll do Holly Jane YouTube.
Well, that's what she looks like. So, I mean, but yeah, with her clothes on. But anyway, she accidentally was at a football game, and she airdropped naked pictures of herself from one phone to another. She accidentally sent it out nearby to everyone who was near her.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like that squares with the Mormon church.
Well, I
Church of Latter-day Saints. I don't know, but I'm not sure many churches. I don't know much about Islam.
The Church of the Holy Only?
I don't know much. Yeah. Like, I don't think Islam's good with that. I doubt that the Buddhists are good with that. No. I can tell you right now, Baptists, Catholics, Protestants, I really don't know a church where they're like,
hey.
And thou shalt airdrop pictures of thy breasts. I don't think in any. Now, maybe in 6022, Isaiah. I don't know.
Well, let's look up Isaiah 16.
I already did.
You did? What did
it
say?
I don't know which. It's quick. It's
what
basic.
Did it say?
It's well, now you got me on the Holly Jane thing. But it says, I'll have to look at it. It's not a big deal. See, this is where we go with shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. And I like it. We're in the summer. Would you rather do Mount Rushmore? Here it is. Encourages us to, so the Lord will hasten the day. And
make your days faster?
Yeah. So I just want to
hurry up home so you can get on your OnlyFans page.
Here it is. Encourages us to trust in God. In the light of devastation of sin, our hope is that the Lord will bring about his salvation. I am Lord. So verse 22 at the end says, I am the Lord. In its time, it will hasten. So I don't know what this has to do with the girl from the OnlyFans golf influencer.
Who's got 3 million followers.
Who's got 3 million followers and takes nothing but
butt pics?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying it's not. Like, I'm not saying that she's not going to get attention for this, because she is.
Well, of course, yeah.
And I'm not trying to hate. Do I like the fact that somebody else can make lots of money doing this and men can't? No. Do I think it's fair? Yes. No. I think it's sexist? Yes.
It is, rather. Yeah, I mean.
Now, here's the other thing, John. You know who can make a bunch of money like that? YouTube pranksters. Do you want to go into areas and threaten to smash people and see if they'll fight you until you say, it's a prank, it's a prank?
No.
Okay?
No.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to sit with headphones on and stream and just do nothing but stream your video games while you're in the corner, and then you have to say funny things, and you have to play video games all day long? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay,
I want to play
video games
all day long. Yes.
Now you have to be funny, and if you get good enough, now you ironically could do that now and maybe have a chance, because you talk kind of wild, and you may get a little liquored up. If you started playing people in video games on Twitch, I actually think that you could make some money.
Well, let's go.
Because even if you're bad, you're going to say crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually think, in an ironic way, you could become a new influencer that doesn't really exist in that doesn't like this. You're not the demographic that typically would be a Twitch streamer and that would be widely followed. But something tells me you would be.
Oh, I could. Yeah, I could insult people well enough that people would want to hear that.
You would be.
Yeah.
And you basically just talk trash about stuff.
Yeah, right. No, I could do that.
Or maybe you just stream.
That, I would like to do that more than, you know, I know you're trying to get BK to have an OnlyFans.
What about
fans
you
page.
Maybe having OnlyFans?
Ah, you know.
And you yell at Astros, and all they do is watch you yell at Astros baseball.
I'll yell at the, they were doing the wave the other night when they hit up, when the Reds hit a home run. It is just so embarrassing. You know what? I would get an OnlyFans just to get rid of the wave. If I could get rid of the wave, I would get an OnlyFans page. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Let's go.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, thriving on chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos. That's my chaos.